That's Mark Steinbach, the university organist at Brown. He's practicing for his annual organ recital, which happens at midnight on Halloween.
Technically, it starts at 11:59 p.m. so that people know which day to come.
The concert takes place in the historic Sales Hall in the middle of Brown University's campus on the east side of Providence. The hall was originally built in the 1880s and has its own haunting past.
Mr. Sales, who you see pictured in the lobby, his son was a student at Brown and died while he was a student at Brown. So Father Sales gave the money to have this hall built.
The massive organ was installed 20 years after Sales Hall opened, with money donated by a wealthy alum. The building was used for daily chapel through the 1970s, but after the school stopped holding chapel in Sales, the organ went unused. By the time Steinbach got to Brown in 1993, the tradition of playing a Halloween organ recital had died.
Someone said, "Are you going to play midnight organ recitals?" And I said, "Oh, what a great idea." And people come in costume, and we turn out the lights. And so it's kind of a creepy Victorian setting.
A Halloween organ concert in a Victorian hall does sound creepy. But why? Violins have been known to be scary. Remember the Psycho theme? Steinbach believes that the scary factor has as much to do with the things we've seen as the sounds we hear.
If you look at the way the pipe organ has been used in a lot of films, it's been used, you know, in a creepy way. Phantom of the Opera, after he captures the woman, he's deep underneath the sewer system in Paris. He's playing an organ. Somehow there's a pipe organ down there.
Despite the innate creepiness of the instrument, Steinbach says you always have to play the favorites.
One year I did not play Bach Toccata and Fugue in D minor, and people got angry.
And perhaps for good reason. Bach's Toccata and Fugue may be the mother of all Halloween music. It's been featured in films, been recorded many times, and has become one of the most recognizable pieces of classical music.
Number one, it's the quintessential organ piece. People that know nothing about pipe organ immediately say, "Yadadam, ba-da-da-da-da." They don't know the name of it, but they know the piece. It's now reached popular culture.
But for how deep Bach's Toccata and Fugue has permeated our culture, there is actually surprisingly little known about it.
We don't have an autographed copy in Bach's hand, so we have copies of copies. So we don't know what purpose Bach wrote it for. Was it an example for his students? Some musicologists think that it actually might have been originally for violin. This piece stands alone. It was not part of a larger collection.
And those unsolved mysteries of the Bach Toccata and Fugue in D minor might just add to the Halloween fun. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.